fostering that sense of an imagined community was a key imperial strategy, and it didn't come cheap. Typically, the emperor paid out a large chunk of state revenue every year to provide allies and vassal states with luxury gifts, including thousands of rolls of silk and hundreds of lacquer cups. So our cup is very much part of a system. It was given either as an imperial gift or in lieu of a salary to a senior official at the Han military garrisons near present-day Pyongyang in North Korea. We can be pretty sure that, apart from its sheer monetary value, it was intended to bestow prestige and to suggest a personal link between the commander and the emperor. At this point in the Han's history, however, the affairs of state were not in the hands of the emperor, but of the Dowager Empress, the formidable Grand Empress Dowager Wong, who effectively ran the state for 30 years, as none of the emperors had much time for business. She had one emperor son, who spent most of his time with his concubine, Flying Swallow, who it was said was so light that she could dance on the palm of his hand. One grandson emperor, who was besotted with his male lover, and another grandson, the one on the throne at the time of our cup, who had acceded at the age of 9 and was to be poisoned with pepper wine at the age of 15, just 2 years after our cup was made. So this cup lived in interesting times, and its making was almost certainly organised by the Grand Dowager Empress. The machinery of the state and the production of luxury goods was so well structured that it could work perfectly well despite any foibles at the top. This cup is remarkable for the supreme craftsmanship of its making, and even more so because it was subjected to a level of quality control that far exceeds any designer handbag today.